Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. That song could have played a little longer. Hallelujah. It's going to get better, people of God. Come on. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on this morning. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Mount Carmel International Church. You are on the air with no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Glory to God. I thank God for that song this morning. Amen. Because it is going to get better. It's already better. Tell somebody it's already better. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God on this day. Amen. For you and you for allowing me to come into your homes wherever you may be this morning. Amen. Praise God. We lifted our hands up to the Lord. We're giving God the glory this morning. Amen. For opening up our eyes again to see a new day, to shout glory to his name. Amen. And to lift him up. Praise God. So we thank and praise God this morning. Amen. I'm excited, y'all, for what God is doing in this hour. Amen. Praise God. He is lifting his people up. Glory to God. He's promoting them. He's putting them in different places. Hallelujah. I'm excited to see what he's doing. Hallelujah. No matter what goes on in the world, amen, God is still yet blessing his people. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me pray. Amen. Open up this morning. Amen. Let the Lord have his way this morning. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for who you are in our lives, Father. And I bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask, Lord God, that you have your way. Hallelujah. Over these airways, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I ask, Father, that open up our hearts, open up our minds, open us up on this morning, Father God, to receive thy word from heaven, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as I have studied, Lord God, and now I ask that the Holy Spirit bring it out, God. High me behind the cross on today, Father God, that you may get the glory, Father God. Not about me, but it's about you, Father. So I thank you, Father God, for blessing thy people, God, under the sound of my voice, every home that's represented here, Father. I give you glory on this morning, Father God. Now, as I step aside, allow the Holy Spirit to have his way. Move by your mighty power. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that only you can give. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. You know, this morning, praise God, as I was preparing, amen, for the sermon this morning, I didn't happen to, when I was putting up the post this morning, glory to God, I noticed that Blog Talk Radio is going to some places, amen, that our foot, amen, and our feet has never touched. And I wanted to say, just get a shout out to Jamaica, Zambia, South Africa, Nigeria, and the USA. Praise God. I just want to give them a shout out, amen, because they look for these words to come forward. Amen. Glory to God. They look for the word, people of God. Hallelujah. So no matter what nobody else say, your ministry has purpose. Come on. Your ministry has purpose. Glory to God. Glory to God. It was never about us anyway. Praise God. Hallelujah. All we got to do is be obedient to the Spirit of the living God and allow others to be blessed through the ministry. Amen. So I thank God for Block Talk Radio this morning, our ministry radio. Amen. And everybody that's on this platform that brings forth the word, God is using y'all in a phenomenal way. So I want to say thank you for all the ones, amen, that's, you know, just coming forth, yes, Holy Spirit, on Blog Talk Radio, amen, praise God. Know that your ministry has purpose, people of God, hallelujah. Somebody's getting blessed through the word of God, amen, hallelujah, glory to God. If you allow God to use you, amen, hallelujah, someone, as you water somebody else, God is watering you. How about that? My God, I give you glory. So this morning, praise God, as I was getting myself ready, I kept hearing the Spirit of God to speak in this morning and to tell me, you know, it's our season of surprises, y'all. It's our season of congratulations, people of God. And I want you to hold on to that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No matter what's going on in your life, God reigns. He still reigns. He told me to tell you. He still reigns. Amen. God's glory will locate you. Praise God. So with that being said, Psalms 5 and verse number 12. This is what he gave me this morning. Amen. Praise God. It reads, "For you, O Jehovah," come on, "O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. Now, I don't know if you heard me or not. Praise God. Hallelujah. For you, O Lord, will bless the righteous. With favor, you will surround him as with a shield. This is what the Lord has spoke to me this morning. It is seen here that God is willing to bless the righteous and also protect him with the weapons of favor. When the favor of God is upon a man, he will be secured and protected against all opposition and anti-favor moves of men. We can see this kind of favor operating in the life of Daniel. There was many, amen, that God has given me this morning, amen, as I begin to walk with the Lord this morning to listen to what he was saying, showing me that there are different ones, amen, that have favor in their life. See, you got to understand, praise God, that we are in the 12th hour. Hallelujah, glory to God, and God is going to have his way in the lives of his people. He and all the Israelites were prisoners in Babylon for reasons that can't be explained naturally, though he had favor with the leaders of the land. Now, God had brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuch, Daniel 1 and 9. In other accounts, we learned that Daniel had so much favor with the leaders of the land, he was elevated to a prestigious position in the Babylon kingdom. Even though the circumstances were stacked against him, and as we think about it, the odds were stacked against him. Have you ever felt, praise God, that the odds are stacked against you, and you feel, praise God, that God, hallelujah, has you in position, amen, praise God, but you're being set up to be favored by God. Daniel eventually became the prime minister of Babylon. Hallelujah. There's different favors of God. When a man is selected for something good among many qualified counterparts. Hallelujah. As you find yourself, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. God has blessed you in the midst of all that you are around. Well, then watch out because things are getting ready to happen for the people of God. For instance, Esther was selected among several other beautiful ladies that were qualified to be queen. When a man is chosen for a position he is not naturally qualified for, hallelujah, glory to God, if God ever picked you out, amen, you knew you wasn't qualified for the position, amen, but you got it anyway. You have been favored. You in ministry right now, praise God, hallelujah, and God is using you. You have been favored. Oh, my God, I give you glory, especially among others that are far more better than him. Hallelujah, glory to God. David was the most unqualified person naturally in his family. But God rejected others to look for him. Hallelujah. Is God, hallelujah, glory to God, picked you out. He's looking for you today, praise God. You're not on this line by chance, amen, praise God. You were led here by God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16, 11, and 13, it says, and Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest, and behold, he keepeth the sheep. The Bible says, and Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he comes here. And he said, and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal of a beautiful countenance and goody to look to. And the Lord said, arise and anoint him. For this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward, and Samuel rose and went to Ramah. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, I give you glory. I hear the Spirit of God. Some of your praise, God, has been anointed in front of your brethren. Glory to God. You're getting ready to see the hand of God in your life. My God, I give you glory. God is not going to pour the oil upon you and for you not to do anything. You have been picked out to be picked on by God to use you in a mighty way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you ever, praise God, set yourself in position and think about what the Lord has done and what he's already doing and what he is going to do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. They call for David. Praise God. He's minding his business. Glory to God. My God, I give you glory. Here comes God to pick him out of the field. Somebody's getting ready to be picked up. Oh, that Messiah. And God is getting ready to bless them in a mighty way. When a man seeks the face of God in prayer and have all his requests granted, a very good example is the account of Jabez. We talk about Jabez, amen, in the time of prayer in the morning. My God, I give you glory. The Bible says that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in sorrow. Hallelujah. And Jabez called on God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would have blessed me indeed. Come on, somebody, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and thou would have keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Is God calling you into a place of prayer? My God, I give you glory. Has your territory been enlarged yet? Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. One thing he said, Lord, keep me from evil. Glory to God. Oh, my sake. God, he asked God a question. He prayed to God, and God granted his request. Is God moving on your behalf? It might seem, praise God, that everything looks difficult. Yes, Holy Ghost, right now. But I hear the Spirit of the living God says in the Messiah, you keep coming to me in prayer. You keep bringing your petition to me. Praise God, yes, Holy Ghost. A lot of times, praise God, we bring our petition to everybody that cannot do anything for us. My God, I give you glory. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, hallelujah, all you got to do is bring your request and make your request be known unto me. My God, I give you glory. And God said, I will bless thee in the presence of thy enemies, and I will anoint your head with oil, let your cup run over, and like you said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. When help is made available unto a man at times, and from the place he least expected. Like the case of the man waiting at the pool of Bethesda. You know, sometimes, praise God, we look for people, glory to God, to help us out. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, help us out along the way, praise God. But I'm here to tell you today, glory to God, as I read the scripture and I talked to the Lord, praise God, a lot of your help is coming from places unknown. My God, I give you glory. People that you never expected to come from, my God. God, I give you glory. See, God has already set you up to be blessed, my people of God. I hear the Lord, glory to God. When a man is called by God to do great works for God when he was not even thinking about God, hallelujah, we saw the case of Paul, glory to God. God called him when he was walking on the path of destruction. Have God called you? Praise God. I don't know when he called you, praise God, but I know, praise God, that he called me when I was in the midst of all that I was doing, and it was not of God. But God, glory to God, came, praise God, and pulled me out of my destruction. That's the glory of God. That is the blessing of God. Glory to God, because yes, we can be on the road of destruction, praise God, but God calls you out of that place, amen, praise God, and make that crooked path straight for you, praise God. That is God's glory. That means that he's not done with you yet. That means that he want to use you to do something super and extraordinary for him. when a man is guided to take a little effort that leads to great achievement. Peter toiled throughout the night with great failure, but at the word of the Lord, he had great success. Hear me today, praise God, at the word of the Lord. My God, I give you glory. God is going to speak a word over your life. My God, I give you glory. Everything that you've been waiting for God to do, the word, glory to God, comes activated in your life. And then God brings you into great success. What do you have your hands on now that God is going to do and bring glory to your life as well as being glory to his life? My God, I give you glory. God has not invented us. So many things, amen, for them to fall to the ground. Whatever God put in your hands to do, praise God, it shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. At the word of the Lord, the word of the God is being spoken this morning, praise God. Peter toiled all night long and didn't have no success. My God, I give you glory. You know when God speaks, amen, praise God, everything in your hand begins to prosper. This is God's glory, people of God. My God, I give you glory. When a man is always receiving kindness from others as a result of God's hand on his life. At every turbulent time in life of Joseph, come on, I'm walking through the Bible this morning, people of God. I want to show you what God has shown me this morning, praise God. He was always finding help from somebody. My God, I give you glory. Anybody need help from the Lord this morning? My God, I thank you, Jesus, that God will lead you, praise God, through every trial, every tribulation, even though he went through some stuff, praise God. Hallelujah. God still blessed him in the midst of turbulence, in the midst of everything that he was going through. God will send help from above. My God, I give you glory. Now, basically, amongst several other things, divine favor will do certain things for you. The favor of God found Moses, who's on the mountaintop right now, praise God. At the backside of the desert, God found Moses. My God, I give you glory. It's found David where he was looking after the sheep, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. It found Saul of Tarsus on the road of Damascus. Oh, come on, somebody. God's glory is getting ready to locate you, praise God. The same way we read the Bible, praise God. God is in the little Shanda, in the little Saya. Those words, amen, was written for us as an example to show us that what God can do. My God, I give you glory. God found Moses. Come on, somebody. My God, I thank you. God found David. Praise God. God found Saul. Praise God. No matter what was going on in their life, praise God. God found them. Ah, yes, in the little Saya, at the point of time that he wanted them to do something for him. Anything that favor does, like we have been told, is that it singles you out of the crowd. It doesn't matter how many people are there. The favor of God will zero in on you and say, you are the one that I want. You yourself will not understand how, glory to God, the favor of God will single you out for a miracle, because if you read the Bible, how did the most shined up? It failed them. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. God says, amen, praise God, that you shall reign in glory. Come on, somebody. God's glory will locate you. The Bible says in Mark 10, 46 verse 52, it says, and they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus, come on, somebody, the word is Jesus. Hey, Lord of the Most High. That's that word that people don't want to mention, praise God, Jesus. Hey, Lord of the Most High. Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. How many times, praise God, have you cried out to God, have mercy on me? I know I did it many a day. Have mercy upon me, oh God. Hallelujah. Because without the mercy of God, my God, I give you glory. The Bible says that many charge him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Have you ever been in the midst of people, praise God, and you're crying out for Jesus, praise God, and people try to keep you silent, praise God. They don't take all that. But people of God, you don't know where they've been. You don't know where, oh, yes, Holy Ghost. You don't know what they had to go through. You don't know the trials that they're going through. You don't know, praise God, if they're being without, praise God. So all they know to do is cry out to Jesus. My God, I give you glory. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good comfort. Rise, he said, and calleth thee. And he, cast away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said to him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? The question is, people of God, God is asking you, what can I do for you today? What do you have in prayer to me today? Have you cried out to me today? The Bible says, the blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. See, to him, that was a big deal, but to Jesus, that wasn't a big deal because he's able to speak a word. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. And the blinded eyes be open. Jesus said unto him, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith, people, will make you whole. The Bible says that immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. The Bible says Jesus came to Jericho, and as he was coming out of Jericho, a great multitude followed him. A multitude followed him, but how many of the people in the multitude got the miracle? Come on, somebody. Only blind Bartimaeus, who was by the highway side begging. The Bible says, amen, praise God, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power, what? That worketh on the inside of us. What are you seeking God for today, praise God? His glory shall reign. Come on, Holy Ghost. When David found favor with God, the boy who was despised by his relatives, the one who they could never have been presented for the election to be king, became a celebrated person up to this day. We still talk about David. Hallelujah. We thank God today. Hallelujah. Want to talk to the sick people today. I want to talk to anybody that's going through in their body today. My God, I give you glory. Have God ever healed you from anything? My God, I give you glory. If you are sick and you are considered incurable and you find favor with God, hallelujah, you suddenly discover that the incurable will begin to have a testimony. Are you ready to testify, people of God? This should have hit somebody in the spirit. Are you taking medicine? Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. God is able to single you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you will never have to take another pill again. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Are you believing and trusting in God that the glory of God, hallelujah, can overtake you, overshadow you, undergird you? Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. God is a God, of healing as well. Hallelujah. Healing is the children's bread. The Bible says in John 5, 2 through 9, there was a multitude by the pool of Bethesda. Jesus came there, saw a man who had been there for what, 38 years? His face shone on that man. Hallelujah. He looked. He went to that man, healed that man, and left that place. There were several others, hallelujah, divine favor singled out that man for a miracle. Is God moving, hallelujah, in your house today? Hallelujah. There was a miracle, hallelujah, that God is getting ready to do. When we read the story in 2 Kings 5, and hallelujah, it tells us the story of Naaman, how he was healed. Jesus said something in Luke 24 and 27. He said there were many lepers in Samaria in the time of Elijah. Only one was cleansed. How many? One. Out of many, one found favor. Are you here today? Praise God. You're going to find favor with God in a situation even on this week. My God, I give you glory. I hear you, God. I see many people get healed under the Holy Spirit at work in you. And God is still yet working. Hallelujah. The miracles have not stopped people of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just got to put our faith back in action. We just got to go back before God. Because some of you, praise God, have been going through so much. One thing after another. Praise God. You've been waiting for a long time for God to do a miracle. God is a miracle worker. My God, I give you glory. Don't look at what's going on around you. My God, God will single you out for a miracle. When you find favor with God, suddenly, come on, Holy Ghost. Somebody said the word suddenly. The word suddenly, whatever you touch begins to prosper, and people will begin to wonder how. Hallelujah, because you might have been stuck in a dead situation, and you've been there for a long time. My God, I give you glory. And they don't think that you're going to come out of that, praise God. But all of a sudden, God moves on your behalf, and then people wonder, how did that happen, praise God? They didn't have nothing, praise God. Things was going on in their lives, praise God. But how did that happen? You've been picked out for favor with God. Divine favor can give you just one contract. Come on, somebody. And all of a sudden, praise God, the rest of your life you can enjoy. Jesus. Luke 5 says Jesus was preaching by the seaside. He saw two boats. Come on, Holy Ghost. One belonged to Peter. One belonged to somebody else. And by favor, oh, come on, Holy Ghost, the favor of God, it was Peter's boat that was chosen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost. Some of you, I don't know, but God has a word today, praise God. My God, I give you glory. I hear the Spirit of God say, this has been the last 2 years, and you've been going through some things. I hear the Spirit of God says, but something is getting ready to happen, people of God. God is getting ready to single you out for a miracle. Somebody say, suddenly I hear the God of the Messiah. I hear the God of heaven today. My God, I give you glory. When God decided to favor you, praise God, my God, I thank you. You cannot escape prosperity whether you like it or not. If he says, I'm going to prosper you, that means that he's going to prosper you. Prosperity will come to your house. My God, I give you glory. You might not have nothing in that house right now. My God, I hear your Holy Ghost. You might have, praise God, just a little bit of food, but somebody will all of a sudden knock on the door and says, the Lord told me to bring this to you. You might have a little bit of finances right now. My God, I give you glory. God will open up a door that you can prosper. Come on, people of God. My God, I give you glory. Whatever you've been going through, praise God. My God, I thank you. It was a process to get to where you're at now, praise God. When God decides to prosper you, if you have been considered barren and God desires, he decides to favor you suddenly, those who have been laughing against you will begin to laugh with you. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. Ah, glory to God, glory to God. Somebody said, this is my season of laughter. Ah, weeping may endure for a night, but joy come up in the morning, people of God. Come on, joy, come on, joy, come on, joy. Ah, my sake, just like God spoke to us in prayer time, praise God. When we begin to anoint, praise God, and pray over the oil, he said, this is the oil of gladness. People of God, pick it up today. Praise God, my God, I give you glory. No matter what you're going through today, praise God, God said, joy should come to your house. Laughter should come to your house. My God, I give you glory. More of enough should come to your house. Doors are opening up right now, praise God. And I hear the Spirit of God say some doors are closing right now. Some doors, praise God, that didn't mean you no good. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, I give you glory. Now, when you read Proverbs 18 and 22, the Bible says, whosoever findeth a wife, findeth a good thing and obtain favor of God. If you have no husband right now, praise God, I'm decreeing and declaring, praise God, that they will come. Come on, Holy Ghost. If you have no wife right now, I'm declaring and decreeing that they will come, praise God. If you are barren, praise God, my God, I give you glory. Because God, you said in your word, praise God, and I always use you. You might get tired of me saying it, but I told God that God of the Most High, I will say what you want me to say, do what you want me to do. Glory to God, glory to God. If you decree a thing, it shall be established, and a light shall shine up in his way, people of God. There's a light that's shining, praise God, right before you today. There's favor that's going to find you right now today, praise God. My God, I give you glory. What you thought that you couldn't have, praise God, God will make a way for you, praise God. What you think that you're lacking, praise God, God will make a way for you. If your children acting up, praise God, God will make a way, praise God, to bring them in subject to the power of the Holy Ghost. If your ministry is stagnant, praise God, God will make a way, praise God. This is our time of favor, people of God. Receive favor today. My God, I give you glory. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. We thank the Lord today. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to a song, people of God, but I'm coming right back. My God, I give you glory. Come on and praise God for what he's getting ready to do in your life. You are under the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It is not that I that speaketh, but the Spirit that speaketh through me, saith the Lord thy God. Come on, church. We're receiving favor today, praise God. We're receiving direction today, praise God. Whatever our mentality is, praise God, from this day forward, may it be turned around, glory to God, for the goodness of the Lord. My God, I give you glory. No more time, praise God, to doubt what God can do. All things are possible in God. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God, I give you glory.
Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me, around for me,
around for me. Around for me,
turning around,
turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking,
I can see the breaking of day. God is making a way. Change is coming for me.
If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason.
doubt. I know he's working. And it's turning around. This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. And sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Hallelujah. It's turning around. It's turning around, people of God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, it's turning around for me. Hallelujah. It's turning around. It's turning around. Hallelujah. We thank the praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that God, hallelujah, has spoken to us on today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When God decides to favor you mentally, suddenly you begin to have wisdom. Come on, somebody say, I need the wisdom of God that you never can explain. Amen. The Bible says, hallelujah, in Daniel 2 and 20, verses 22, it tells us that wisdom belongs to God, and he gives wisdom to the wise. If anybody lacks wisdom, come on, somebody, hallelujah. God says, glory to God, you should ask him, hallelujah, because he will give you the wisdom that you need for this hour. Because yes, we're going to need that wisdom, praise God, hallelujah, for what he's getting ready to do in our lives, praise God. We got decisions to make, places to go, people to see. My God, I give you glory. When you find that when God decides to favor somebody mentally, he has a wisdom he himself cannot explain. Hallelujah. Everyone who's born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit, is a minister of God. You are waiting for it, the favor of God, to be upon your ministry. Hallelujah. When a minister finds favor with God, it becomes easy for him to do the work of God. Yes, Holy Ghost. He will preach a simple sermon and souls will be saved. Just like Peter, praise God, hallelujah, when he came, hallelujah, came back to Jesus. Amen. Praise God. God up there and began to speak. Amen. The Bible says that 5,000 souls got saved when the anointing of God, yes, Holy Ghost, comes upon a person. Amen. In the favor of God, miracles take place. When you find favor with God, any door you knock on will open according to the will of God. Come on, people of God. There is things, amen, that God is getting ready to do for the people of God. Are you ready? Are you praying for the wisdom of God? Manifold direction. Favor is all around favor. Come on, somebody. When we study about the man called Joseph, come on, hallelujah. He had all around favor. Glory to God. He was never sick till he died. Come on. He had no, he didn't have no problem. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God had blessed him. Hallelujah. For the path that he took, the journey that he took. What journey did God send you on? Praise God. Hallelujah. That you have favor on that journey. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. A lot of time, praise God, we look at it, hallelujah, that everything's supposed to be great. Yes, Holy Ghost. But in a time of favor, opposition do come, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But know that God will single you out to have favor. What about glory to God? Glory to God. Hallelujah, Sunday. Everything that God does, he does it great, praise God. He knows what he's doing. Hallelujah. God made it. Joseph said, God made me Lord of all Egypt. Come on, somebody. And sent his father, and he said, come with all your family, and I will feed you the rest of your life. God has given him favor. Come on, materially, he gave him favor, praise God. Hallelujah. What about mental favor, praise God? If you read the Bible, hallelujah, even Joseph was referred to here by Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said, there is none as wise as thy art. Hallelujah. How people see you today, praise God. He said, there's none wiser than this man. There is none as wise as thou art, because Joseph found favor with God. He has a mental capacity that is frightening, praise God, to all that was around him, praise God, because why? He found favor with God. Come on, what about glory to God, glory to God. Harmony, glory to God. He had harmony in his home, praise God. He had peace in his home, and I'm praying today that we have peace in our home. We have harmony in our home. My God, I give it glory. He had two sons. Everything anybody could want in a home was there. He didn't even have to look for a wife. One was given to him. He had favor. See, God, yes, Holy Ghost, God picked out his wife. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. What about materially? As far as Joseph was concerned, everything he touched prospered. Everything Joseph touched prospered, even in prison. Come on, even in the place of prison, everything that he touched was prospering. When they took him to the prison, very soon he became a man in charge. Come on, somebody. In the midst of opposition, God was still giving him favor, destruction of divine favor. If we go through the Bible as well, we shall see what some people did that attracted the favor of God upon their lives, and what others did, hallelujah, that separated them from the favor of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What things will destroy the favor of God in a man's life? Disobedience will destroy. Come on. We don't want to hear about this part. Praise God. You might hang the phone up on me. I know you want to hear the good thing, but there are some things that we must hear. Praise God. Disobedience to God will cancel out faith. Come on. Saul enjoyed the favor of God and was selected as the first king of Israel. But through disobedience, he lost the divine favor. The kingdom was, was yanked away from him. Come on, somebody. God set him up. Hallelujah. Listen to this. 1 Samuel 15:19-24. It says, why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord? But I did obey the Lord, Saul said. I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, he said, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord, your God, at Gilgal. But Samuel replied, Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as much as in obeying the Lord? See, God is telling them, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, I don't care about your money right now. Come on, because we think that money going to buy us into heaven. Come on, hey, show the Lord here. It's not going to buy you in heaven, praise God. You tithing is not going to buy you in heaven. You giving your offering is not going to buy you in heaven. My God, I give you glory. God said in the Most High, this is what God says in the Most High. Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice as much as obeying the Lord? To obey is better than your sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of a ram. For rebellion, come on, I want to hear out of the Most High. I want you to hear this. For rebellion is like the sin of divination. For rebellion is like the sin of witchcraft. I want you to hear me in the Holy Ghost. And arrogance like the evil of adultery. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord. See, we've been given words from God. Has we rejected the word of God? He has rejected you as king, he said. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. Come on. I have violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the men, and so I gave in to them. Oh, come on. There's a lot here, praise God. I don't have time, amen, to go through it, praise God. But see, God, he said, I was afraid of men. See, he made excuses for what God told him to do, people of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God said, I'd rather for you to obey me, praise God. Follow my word. Follow my statutes. Come on, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Sexual sin, woman. Oh, come on. It's a lot of things that will keep you from the favor of God. We saw Samson losing the favor of God due to his immoral lifestyle. All kinds of sexual sin and immoral lifestyle will make a man or woman to lose the favor of God. Read Judges. He lost it in the Most High. Hallelujah. The very thing the Bible says in Judges 16. Hear me in the Holy Ghost today. The Bible says, Judges 16, 18 and 21, it says, and when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, he sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, the enemy, saying, come up at once. Come up here. For he has showed me his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. Come on. And she made him sleep upon her knee. Put her head, come on, put his head in her lap. And she called for a man. And she called him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him. And his strength went from him. And he said, and she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. Now she's telling him what's going on. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And it was not that the Lord had departed from him. Come on. Don't allow God to depart from you, people of God. But the Philistine took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. See, we don't want to lose what God has already given us. See, pride. Come on. Somebody say pride, pride, pride. There's some things that God don't like. Come on. Satan was the anointed cherub at the throne of God. He lost the highly placed position due to pride. God will give grace, favor, exclusive to the humble, but will resist the proud person. Naaman was almost losing the favor of his selective miracle due to pride, but was able to retain it when he humbled himself. Stinginess and the lack of giving to God's kingdom, to God's people. Hallelujah. Those that know how to give are always abounding in favor of God. both the widow of Zarephath and the Shulamite woman received divine favor because they gave sacrificially. God says he will open the windows of heaven upon those that are faithful in their tithes and their offerings. People of God, don't let nobody tell you that tithes and giving to God's kingdom is past. That is not true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't miss your blessing, people of God. Hallelujah. That is the first thing that I do. Praise God. If God give me a dollar, I'm going to give a dime. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. And my offering. The Bible says in Malachi 3:8-12, because we don't want to hear about this part. We just want to be blessed. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me, he said, but you say, in what way have you robbed you? In tithes and an offering. You are cursed with a curse. This is Bible, people, God. This is not me speaking. For you have robbed me, God says. Even this whole nation have robbed me. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there will be food in my house. Hear me in the Holy Ghost, that there will be food in my house. And try me now in this, he said. Test me in this. When you do what I ask you to do, test me, he says the Lord of hosts. If I would not open for you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, such blessings that there is not room enough to receive. And I will what? Rebuke and devour for your sake. Ha, yes, Holy Ghost. So that you will not destroy the fruit of the ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, said the Lord of hosts. And all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a delightful land, said the Lord of hosts. The lack of faithfulness to service to God. If a man is faithful in the service of God, he will enjoy divine favor. Noah was faithful and his family was favorably preserved. The wife of the late prophet enjoyed divine favor due to faithfulness of her husband in God's service. Sowing the seed in the weakness of time, praise God. The doors of favor shall be not shut to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Nothing shall be shut to you, praise God. God is moving by his spirit. The favor of God will rest, rule, and abide you. Prayerlessness. Remain one of the most effective keys that unlock the door of favor. That was spoken to me this morning. Prayer remains one of the most effective that unlocks the doors of favor. When Esther prayed, she found favor before the king. Likewise, Naaman, when he prayed, found favor. Amen. In prayer, we can lay hold of God's promises in the word. Amen. And the doors of favor will be open unto us. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's favor can bring a lot of blessings upon. Amen. Praise God. Divine favor can produce supernatural promotion and increase. That's Bible. Praise God. Genesis 39:21. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Favor brings restoration of everything that the enemy has stolen. Exodus 3:21. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servant, and in the sight of the people. God had blessed Moses. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. I don't know, people. God, praise God. But God, glory to God. God will bless his people, praise God, to be a blessing. Amen, praise God. God will give you favor, glory to God. Hallelujah, from places that you're not known of, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. We just got to remain faithful to God, people of God. We got to remain obedient to God. God want to bless you, praise God, in a month. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. In a way, praise God, that's unknown to you, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Somebody said surprise in the Messiah, and congratulations are in the time, praise God. This is what the Holy Spirit has been speaking to me, praise God. Surprises and congratulations. My God, I give you glory. God, divine favor will reign. Come on. Come on, people. God's favor will reign. God's glory will locate you. Praise God. This is your season of surprises. This is your season of congratulations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How do I know? Because God is in control. How do I know? Because God has spoken it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let us experience his glory in this season. Praise God. You are protected. You are shielded. You are guided. Come on, somebody. God is making the crooked places straight for your life. Praise God. Somebody rest their hands upon their head and receive glory from the Lord. My God, I give you glory. Put your hand on your head. Say, I am blessed in my 12th hour. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. This is my 12th hour. This is the month of December. I am blessed in this month. Breakthrough is coming forward. Come on, somebody. Anointed is coming forward. Come on, somebody. Disobedient kids are lining up. Praise God. You're going from poverty to, oh, yes, Holy Ghost. To prosperity, people of God. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. No longer will God people be set down. No longer, praise God, will God people go without. Remember the scripture says many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Oh, come on, people of God. My God, I give you glory. This is our season of promise. Come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, people of God. Give God the praises. Come on and bless him. His name, my God, I give you glory. Come on and shout, thank you, Jesus, because he's doing it for you. He's doing it for you right now, people of God. Love on him, praise God, my state of the Messiah. Many are glory to God are denying the power thereof. There's a power that's working behind the scenes. There's a power that's going before you. There's a power right now, praise God, over this mind, people of God. Oh, come on, give God the glory today. The promise is God in the Messiah. Amen. Today, my God, I give you glory. Come on, shout with me this morning. Come on and praise him with me this morning. Come on and pull down the glory this morning. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God is not giving us a word today. God, on Osiah, to show us, praise God, what he did in the Bible. He can do the same thing for us today. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. Tell God, thank you. Tell God, thank you today. Thank you for lifting me up, God. Thank you for blessing me, God. Thank you for pouring into me, God. Thank you for blessing my ministry, God. Thank you for blessing my children, God. Thank you for blessing my husband, God. Thank you for blessing my wife, God. Come on, somebody say thank you to God today. My God, I give you glory. Things are opening up. My God, I hear you, Holy Ghost. Things are opening up. My God, I give you glory. That contract that you're waiting for, it's coming. Come on, somebody. That blessing that you're waiting for, it's coming. Come on, somebody. That promotion that you're waiting for, it's coming, people of God. My God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Somebody say, hold on a little while. Hold on a little while longer. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, because God is working it out for you. God is working it out for you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you until the end of this world. I will never leave you. My God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. So we thank you. Praise God for the day. Amen. On this line, Mount Carmel International Church, you have been on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, hallelujah, glory to God, to keep it going, praise God, you may do so. You can call me, praise God, 302-883-9799. This is our Sunday offering, people of God. If you have tithes and offering, praise God, you may contact me, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We are in Sunday service. Amen. Hallelujah. So we bless and praise God. Hallelujah. That when we come before the Lord, the Bible says, don't come before God with nothing in your hand. Praise God. Let us bless the name of the Lord. Let us bless his house. Amen. Praise God. Let us bless him and the kingdom of God. You're not blessing me. You're blessing the kingdom of God. You're planting your seed that your seed can grow. As you water the kingdom, God will water you. My God, I give you glory. Don't forget, praise God, on Tuesday night, amen, Bishop Thurman A. Butler will be on Undisputed Truth Ministry at 6 p.m., praise God. And on Thursday at 6 p.m., True Vine International Ministry, amen, praise God, with Pastor Inona Waters at 6 p.m. Praise God. We thank God for you, you, and you. And if you're not doing anything in the morning, amen, I am praying, amen. We have a prayer line, and I will be on praying at 6 a.m. Come connect. Praise God. Great things are happening. People are getting healed. People are getting delivered. Things are moving by God's power and his anointing. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. Let me pray, amen, before I leave this line. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come. We thank you, Lord God, for everyone on this line today. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you spoke to us, Lord God, about your favor, Father God, that rests, rule, and abide upon us, in us, and through us, God. Not only for us, but our extended family, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Anything that's connected, yes, Holy Ghost, will be blessed, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even now, Father God, for the open doors. We thank you for the closed doors, God. We thank you for blessing each and every one under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, help us to hold on to faith this week, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just say thank you, Lord God, for we know that greater, greater, greater things are coming. Hallelujah. And we will testify of the goodness of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, anything that you have not planted in our lives, Lord God, I pray right now, Father God, to be uprooted by the fire of the Holy Ghost, even now, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost. And you'll make every crooked place straight in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, God, that you will keep us alert, God, in this hour, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that our eyes will be open like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Our ears will be open, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So we thank you, Lord God, for being obedient to your word, Father God. We thank you that your word is true, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, even on this week, on this day, Father God, yes, Holy Ghost, to give you glory, Father God, because glory to God, you didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you did, Father God, and we have another chance to do right things, Lord God. We have another chance to praise you, Father God, not only for ourselves, but our family as well, God, that we did not get a phone call, glory to God, that anything was wrong, Father God. We came before you, Lord God, with an open heart, an open mind, and an open spirit this morning, Father God, and we ask, Father God, that you hear from heaven, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will hear from heaven, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Forgive us. Forgive us for anything that we have done, said, God, that was not of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God, as we leave this line, but not from your presence, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to maintain what you have spoken to us today, Lord God. We thank you for the rain of favor today, Father God. We thank you that you have located us today, Father God. We thank you that our season of surprise and congratulations, Lord God, we thank you today. These things I pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now unto them that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, us. Yes, Holy Ghost, Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. I have a song for you as I leave here today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
This time I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful. Have done. Look at him and tell him, yes, I'm grateful. The victory that we've won. Tell him I could go on and on. About your works. Because I'm grateful. Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
My heart. His gratefulness.